Joining the Red River Farm Network is NDFB President Daryl Lease. And Daryl, first, you know, we still don't know all the results yet, but the 2020 election definitely is here, and we do know some things. And so first, just help me spill out on the table here some of your initial reactions of some of the results that we do know.
Well, I think there's a little bit of surprise there, and then there's, along with the surprise, there's some things that aren't so much of a surprise. I think first off, we can say that once again, the polling was incorrect. You know, you had polls on either side saying it was going to be a landslide one way or the other, and it's a tight race. As of today, things aren't decided yet in the presidential race. And, you know, so there was some legislative, some congressional races, I mean, that didn't go the way that a lot of the pollsters were saying they were going to go. And, you know, one of them's right across the river from us here in North Dakota, and that's District 7 in Minnesota. And the current Ag Chairman, Colin Peterson, got beat by Michelle Fischbach. So, you know, a lot of things like that going on. Just, you know, I think we've got to reevaluate the information sources and how they're deriving that information that we're hearing for weeks and months before elections.
Well, you know, I think maybe the bigger picture of, especially as you mentioned, you know, losing our House Agriculture Committee Chairman, Colin Peterson, is 2021, we're going to start working on a farm bill at that national level, and we're going to have some changes in leadership. And so, you know, what stays the same and what might look a little different going into the 2021 congressional year?
Boy, I tell you, that's a kind of a coin flip right now, you know, from the agriculture standpoint. With Colin Peterson, the current ag chair, and what looks like would have been the ag chair again, going into this next congressional session, him being defeated. Then you have, you know, retirements, of a couple of people. You got Conaway in Texas, who retired, decided not to run again, who was the ranking member on the ag committee in the House. And then you got Pat Roberts in Kansas, that was the chairman of the Senate ag committee. We're losing three very knowledgeable, whether you agreed with them folks all the time or not. They had a passion for agriculture that's going to be tough to replace. I'm a little concerned of what's going to be the replacement. You know, are we gonna go a little bit more to an urban replacement, more so than a true rural leadership position in some of those? And that's the concerns, I think, that all of agriculture's got their eye on right now.
And Daryl, too, well, we focused a lot on the national happenings. We had some, you know, own elections right here in our state. You know, what sticks out from a state standpoint, in your opinion, Daryl, especially moving into a legislative year for North Dakota?
Well, in all reality, there's some surprise there. You know, there was some numbers and some early numbers there in some of those races, too, that some of us were privy to that showed, you know, it was going to be a little bit tougher go for some of the incumbents on the Republican side, and quite the opposite happened. You know, there was some, one in particular, longtime serving senator, a couple of them that got defeated on the state side here. You know, three Democrat senators got beat, which I didn't see coming, and I don't know that a lot of other people saw happening. And so you really got to, you know, wonder, in the state, is there a, where is the real opposition at in the state? Because it's, you know, the supermajority just got added on to, which, you know, some people will celebrate, and me being a more conservative-leaning guy, it's not a secret that I, you know, participate in Republican politics, but, you know, at some point we have to wonder is when do we have a good opposition so that we get better discussions on things and better outcomes for policy? And, you know, that's, you take the win when you can get it, but you have to be realist in these situations too. So that was surprising, I think, to a lot of folks, that some of them seats shifted the way they did.
Well, Daryl, that's all the questions I have on my end. Anything else you'd like to add into the conversation as it relates to the 2020 election?
You know, I think we have to realize, you know, this country's been through election processes that have been contested in the past, maybe not you know, quite to the point where we may see this one here. You know, the 2000 election ended up being in the courts. There's a lot of indications this one will end up being at a national level in the courts. You know, I think we need to take a lesson from our strong agricultural heritage of, you know, kind of keeping our heads low, going to work, getting things done. The sun comes up tomorrow, whether your individual guy or gal won or not, and try and make things happen in a positive way for this country, and not divide anymore between neighbors out there. There's a lot of angst across the country, and we see a little bit of even in North Dakota here between neighbors and community members. So I think that's just my word of advice. It's just, you know what, we've got to do with what was dealt to us and let the process play out and see who's going to be the victor at the end of the day and work with that person to make our country and our communities better.